Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
So, Jeremy, you know when you go to the Asian restaurant and they have the dumplings mm-hmm. that's wrapped over the meat? I went to Wegmans and got ones with chicken-filled dumplings.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, I just smashed them.
I love me some Wegmans, man.
I just smashed them, man.
Yeah.
Oh, they were so good.
Like when you told me the story about Robbie, you went into Wegmans and he went over to the hot bar.
Yeah.
Kind of made him. Yeah, he just sat down. It's like, all right, he's in heaven. He's good to go. Don't let me walk by the Wegmans bakery because I'm coming out with everything. Cookies, muffins, rolls, desserts, everything. God bless it. Don't let me go into a Wegmans high. I'll come home with it. It's the, you know how they say don't shop? Don't go grocery shopping when you're hungry because you're just going to buy a bunch of stuff and you're going, when did I get that or why did I get that? Do not go into a grocery store high if you're hungry. You don't even have to be hungry because you're going to become hungry.
Well, this is how you solve that at Wegmans.
What?
When you walk in, the hot bar's there. Go eat. Then go shopping.
Yeah, but I'm going to keep buying more. Like, I'll eat
that. No, I'm talking about on the hungry part, not on the hot bar.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Yo, the hungry part, okay. The high part, ain't nothing you're going to do. I won't eat all day. You know me, I don't eat breakfast. Didn't really have dinner last night. Wasn't really all that hungry.
Jeremy, we've gone out for lunch and you didn't eat lunch.
Yeah. How'd I get fat if I don't eat? Oh, it's all those cakes
sweets
and pies.
Yeah, the sweet
pizza.
That does it to you. Cordell Woodland joins us at 8:15. But right now, Jeremy, if the Ravens make a deep run in the postseason, do you credit the defense?
I think you have to, right? Because I think people wanted to blame the defense early on in the season for a lot of things that were going wrong, right? The offense looked good. Couldn't stop a nosebleed. You watch the Houston Texans offense. It looked absolutely dreadful. Just move down the field on you like a warm knife through butter. And then now you're seeing them get stops. And again, it's a matter of who you played, but you also had the Rams on the schedule, and the Rams look like the best team in the NFC right now.
And they stopped the Rams.
Yeah.
They shut the Rams down. Offense just had nothing that day.
Nothing. So, again, I think the defense is better. Don't know if they're fixed per se. That's why I keep bringing up the caveat of looking at the schedule. When do we know what we have here? You might have the best team in the AFC, and I know that may sound ridiculous, but look around. The Chiefs and Bills, nobody's scared of them right now. Mm-hmm. The Colts are riding high, but a lot of people don't believe in them. I definitely don't believe in the Broncos. Sorry if you're a Broncos fan. You can have that team.
410-583-1057. Let's go to Gilmore and get Jerome. What's up, Jerome?
Hey, what's up, partner? Good morning.
Good morning to you.
The guy earlier talking about Flacco, he loved him so much because of how old he was when he won the Super Bowl. Right. That was the big thing. He was 10, 11, 12.
That's what Rob and I were talking about, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. The other thing is...
Stop there before you get to the other thing. Because you guys changed the narrative. I said, if you were 25 years old outside of Baltimore, the Joe Flacco story means nothing to you. I get why 25-year-olds inside of Baltimore, it means something to them. But the comment I made was outside of Baltimore, if you're 25 years old, that Joe Flacco story means nothing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But go, what was your other thing?
I just ordered Wegmans.
Man,
what'd you order? What did you order?
I got the chicken and bacon on croissant. And then I got another breakfast sandwich. And I'm going to pick it up at 9:30.
You
got
to work.
Yeah, you're the man. You're the man. There you go. Tell Wegmans to thank me later.
Yeah.
Tell them to thank me later.
Man, I do. Like I would go in there a lot when I was just doing dinner. Like if my wife was going to be working, let's say I'm doing dinner for one or me and the kids, and I'd go buy some of the not like the pre-prep stuff. Like you could buy like chicken teriyaki, but it hasn't been cooked, and you'll have, or chicken marsala, right? You'd have the chicken, the mushrooms in there, and the sauce to put on it, throw it in the oven, boom. That's what I would do all the time. And I'm probably spending a little bit too much money doing that.
Right.
But it made it easier on me, so that's what I did.
410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I get what you're saying about if they make a deep playoff run, it's the defense.
I mean, I don't think it's solely, I think they deserve credit.
They deserve credit, but, yeah. You know, but.
The offense is going to win the Super Bowl.
They make a deep playoff run. Number eight has to look like number eight in a regular season because he can't look like the number eight he's looked like consistently in the postseason. Now, you can give me moments. He's had moments in the postseason, but he's not. I want that game where he looks immortal, absolutely immortal. That's what you need from Lamar Jackson.
And I think we're in agreement here. None of us are saying, like, the defense would have a lot to do with it. If the Ravens made a run to the Super Bowl or winning the Super Bowl, I think the offense is going to have to share a lion's share of that. Like, you're going to have to show up. And that's to your point. Like, Lamar's made some great plays in the postseason. Like, how different are things if Zay Flowers doesn't fumble going into the end zone? How different is that story?
Right.
You know, like, but again, it's not a singular moment. It's multiple moments.
Braves acquired Dubon? When?
I didn't see that. Did it just come across?
Last night, Joe said. Astros, like, they believe in, they're the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
They get rid of you too soon, but not too late.
That's the way you're supposed to do it. It's a tough pill to swallow, but yeah.
I mean, they were in the postseason this past year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they got rid of a player that everybody wants this year, Tucker.
Yeah.
Now Dubon?
I mean, I think they still have their core there.
I thought he was part of it.
Carlos Correa back now. Right? Didn't the Twins trade it? Yeah, he went to the Astros again. The Twins traded him. So I don't know what the American League West is going to look like next year. I know the Angels are going to stink. No idea what the Rangers, Mariners, and
that's Astros. Crazy. Yeah. I would never thought Dubon would be traded. Hmm. Braves tried to roll it up, huh?
Well, didn't they just re-sign their closer, too?
Mm-hmm.
So with the Orioles being in the market for a closer, it makes you wonder.
This one is gone.
Yeah.
He's gone. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Jeremy, if you list the top three teams in the AFC right now, who are those teams? Right now as we speak. And I'm not talking about record aside, who you believe are the best team. Because I think you look at things kind of like I look at things. Records are good because records is how you get to the postseason and get your seeds. But sometimes you got to look beyond the records. I mean, is every winning team better than the 5-5 Chiefs? 5-5 Chiefs, 5-5 Ravens. Who's the better team between these two? So,
well, I'll give it to you. This is, I mean, I think it's fairly easy because it's hard to keep New England and Indy out of your top three, right? Because of what they've done, mm-hmm. especially New England with the teams they've beat. Indy, I think they're for real, but they've got a huge litmus test this weekend at Kansas City.
Mm-hmm. It's huge for me because of what they did in Pittsburgh.
Yes. Yeah, and I think it'll tell you way more. Like, it's not going to solidify that this team isn't for real if they lose. But if they win, as I said earlier this week, it's going to tell me, like, okay, you guys got something on your hand. And I'm interested to see how Jonathan Taylor does. I think he goes under his rushing yard prop this weekend. But those two teams, and I'm sorry, like, you can call me whatever you want. I think the Ravens are better than the Bills. I think they're better than the Chiefs. I think they're better than the Texans. I don't believe in the Broncos. I don't. I didn't believe in him last year. I was a guy like, I've never been a Bo Nix fan. I was eating some crow at the end of the year. I don't think he's that good. So we'll see what happens with the Broncos, but they're going to be hosting a home playoff game because as we went over it yesterday.
What a division.
I can't see the Chiefs catching them.
I can't. Well, the Chargers could.
I can't see the Chargers catching them.
You can't?
No, I mean, they just went down to Jacksonville and laid an egg, man. That's a Jekyll and Hyde team.
See, that's how I look at Indy.
Mm-hmm.
Indy didn't just lose to Pittsburgh. They didn't show up.
But it's one game, though.
I understand. But
and even their
other tests that they had.
You know, their other loss to the Rams, they should have won that game. That's the game that Adonai Mitchell dropped the ball on the one-inch line the week before DeMarcado did it.
I don't think they look good against the Falcons.
Okay. In London, or were they in London or Germany?
I think
Germany?
Was it either?
It doesn't matter. I mean, they were overseas.
Berlin.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, that's... I can't argue anybody thinking a team's not. If I'm going to sit here and tell you I don't think the Broncos for real, I can't argue with you if you don't think Indy's for real. You know, like, or if that gave you pause seeing how the Steelers manhandled them. Because that Steelers team sucks, man.
Yeah. It does.
They suck.
That's my point.
But the Bills also lost to the Dolphins and the Falcons.
Well, you and I both agreed that I don't know about the Bills. Yeah. We agree on that.
Yeah.
I don't think.
All I'm giving is the context, because there's some people that are going to go, okay, it's the Broncos, Patriots, and Indy because they all have the best records. No, I'm not doing that.
I'm not either.
Everybody didn't play the same teams. You know, it's different. Looking at the, that's why I don't have a problem when someone creates their power rankings. Someone goes, they're 7-0 and you got them 8th. Yeah, look at who they played.
That's why I don't have a problem with sometimes how the college football gets ranked.
Yeah.
Well, that team's undefeated. Why is that two-loss team above them? Come on.
Because the two-loss team above them has played 7 teams harder than any team they've played this year.
Let's go to Chris in Hampstead. What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's up, Rob?
Hey.
I just wanted to talk to you guys about a bias I feel like that you have a little bit between the Ravens and Orioles.
Mm-hmm.
And the Joe Flacco topic. Okay. And I love Flacco.
What about Flacco do you prove that I have a bias between the two teams?
Well, I want to give you an example, okay? And he's one of my favorite Orioles of all time, mm-hmm. and he's one of yours, and that's Adam Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And I love him. Mm-hmm. I feel like both of them had a career almost of mediocrity to a degree.
Mm-hmm.
The difference is Joe Flacco is a Super Bowl MVP.
That's your difference? No, we're talking about individual. If you're going to go compare, don't give me team accomplishments over. I mean, Joe Flacco got to the Super Bowl because of a team situation.
He never went to a Pro Bowl.
Yes, thank you, Jeremy. That is nonsense to compare the two. Joe Flacco never went to a Pro Bowl. Adam Jones is a 5-time All-Star. Adam Jones is a 4-time Gold Glove winner and a Silver Slugger Award winner. That is a horrible comparison.
And I just checked. Joe Flacco's never won a Silver Slugger.
That's a horrible. Joe Flacco has on his resume Comeback Player of the Year, Super Bowl champ. That's what he has on his resume. Give me the. How do you compare those two?
Was that the? Is he still there?
I'm still here. Can I say something?
Yeah, please do. Yeah.
I'm talking about an organizational bias between you guys to a degree.
You give me players, though.
Can I?
You know, because what you're saying makes no sense. But go ahead.
Jesus.
Okay. Jesus can't help you on this. But go ahead.
The Ravens spend to the cap every year. They strive their best to put the best product out there possible. Mm-hmm. The Orioles. They don't.
They don't have a cap.
You make every excuse in the world for the Orioles. You critique everything the Ravens do. It's a little excessive. It's a little ridiculous.
How?
Hold on. You basically work for the Orioles.
No, he's not talking about me. He's talking about you. Okay, so let's back up. If that's what you want to say, then say that. You gave me a ridiculous comparison between Joe Flacco and Adam Jones. So if you want to make your point that you just made, then come in like a man and make your point. Don't give me a comparison between a guy that's a 5-time All-Star and a 4-time Gold Glove winner to Joe Flacco. That's a ridiculous comparison. I work for the Orioles. You're wrong. I'm a contractor for the Orioles. I don't work for the Orioles. I work with the Orioles. Huge comparison. Orioles don't control what I say. I work for the fan. I'm an employee of the fan, not of the Baltimore Orioles. Yeah, I do overly critique the Baltimore Ravens over the Orioles. You know why? Because my expectations are higher for the Baltimore Ravens than they are for the Baltimore Orioles. So, yes, they are critiqued harder.
See, but
because I expect the Ravens to win a championship each of the last five years, not the Orioles.
See, but when
so
you,
that's why I critique them harder.
When you call in and say, like, it sounds like you have a bias.
Yeah,
you can't even compare the two. You can't compare what's going on in baseball to what's going on in football. You play 17 freaking games. Each game is worth like 10 games in Major League Baseball.
But he's right. I do critique the Ravens harder. You know why? What? Because my expectations of them are higher.
I mean, look, I try to call it like I see it. If you disagree with me, you disagree with me, and I'll call people out when they say stupid things. And to sit here and talk about a team that was in a rebuild for 5 years and go, hey, they haven't spent money. They just got new ownership 2 years ago. I think it's ridiculous. And I want to say this, and I'm not going to sit here and just defend Rob because it's going to piss me off if you guys have me doing this. Don't act like he hasn't got on here and criticized Oriole players. If you work for the team, how are you going to talk? Mateo, what did we talk about? We talked about Grayson earlier and some of the things that went on with him. Highly critical of what happened with O'Neal and some of the ball players.
Hitting instructor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Having 3 hitting. I mean, come on, man.
I don't. Yeah, let him say what he wants to say. Cordell Woodland joins us up next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us right now, the man on the scene, Cordell Woodland, courtesy of the Window Nation Guest Hotline. What's up, Cordell?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, man. Lamar Jackson missed practice yesterday. I said, coming off a day off anyway on Tuesday, to me, it's a nothing for me. I'm more concerned if Lamar misses today or tomorrow.
If you're talking about in terms of him playing on Sunday, I still get the sense that he'll be out there. I mean, John yesterday said that it was a similar deal to last week where he did miss Wednesday and went on to practice the rest of the week and play. I guess a little bit of a concern for me is the fact that we're kind of working our way down the leg at this point. You know, he had the hamstring and then it was a knee, and now it's an ankle. We don't know which leg, of course, but don't feel good about that. And you're watching him get beat up on Sunday.
Yeah.
So I do think something's going on with him. I don't think he's 100%, but I don't get the sense, at least just yet, that Sunday is in jeopardy for him.
So, Cordell, looking at the matchup against the Jets, not that you need to overlook anybody. I mean, you're a double-digit favorite, two touchdowns. This should be a game that they absolutely just smash this team. But what do you take anything away from the defense and how they perform in this game? Because they've been really, really good so far. Give me your thoughts on what we've seen from the defense. Are they, I hate saying fixed, but are they significantly better now?
Well, yeah, they're better. I mean, they couldn't be any worse than they were. I mean, they just weren't even tackling. It was a lot of the bare minimum things that they weren't even doing to start the year that they have fixed. Kyle Hamilton has been kind of that Band-Aid for them to whatever they need fixed. They can kind of just send him to that problem. Yep. and he'll take care of it. Yep. And with him being close to the line of scrimmage, I mean, he has drastically changed his defense for the better. I would imagine that would continue on Sunday, assuming he's out there. You know, they had a laundry list of injuries on that side of the ball in terms of guys missing practice yesterday too, between Hamilton and Roquan kind of leading that list. So yeah, I think that's the one thing you have to be worried about. He is doing a lot right now, and yeah, he is capable of doing it, but I think we forget that it's not like this dude is, you know, the biggest dude out there.
And that's what concerns me, Cordell. That's what concerns me, man. He's a wiry kind of guy.
Yeah, I mean, he has to be involved in everything, and that's what they need. That's what they want. But there is the other side of that that comes with nagging injuries, and we saw him kind of lay down on the ground nursing that shoulder on Sunday, and he's on the injury list with a shoulder and a groin. So that's the one concern you have. But, yeah, I mean, I would imagine Tyrod or Justin Fields, I would expect this defense to still go out there and, you know, get the best of that Jets offense that is very limited.
Here with Cordell Woodland, our man on the scene. Cordell, Orioles made a trade a couple of days ago, sending Grayson Rodriguez. Your thoughts on the outfield of Tito Ward?
You don't want to, I don't know if Cordell knows about the Tito thing. Do you know about this? Like Rob?
About Tito?
Yeah, Rob had essentially diarrhea of the mouth, and he called Taylor Ward Tyler Ward, and then you called
Tito Francona
Tito Gaston. So it turned into Tito Ward, and we got all these clips of Rob saying the wrong name.
It's all on social media. Man.
Now he's Tito Ward.
Your thoughts on the trade, man?
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look, I think at first there was a element of shock because, you know, you're a little surprised to see them move on from Grayson. I get the injury history for sure. I'm not upset that they moved on from Grayson. You can't trust him. He's unreliable right now. And I do wonder if he and the organization have been on the same page in terms of recovery, in terms of
rehab,
diagnosing his injury. Yeah, all of it, you know. So I'm not surprised to see him go. I think it says that they may believe that Grayson is done when you look at the return. I mean, he's got four more years of control compared to Taylor Ward, who's a rental. And I actually like Taylor Ward. I don't think you're getting, you know, defensively, I'm not exactly sure what you're getting. And he does kind of still fit the profile of home run or bust, which has been a little bit of an issue for them offensively. But you do like the fact that he's coming off of a 36 homer year. You just got to hope that that continues and he's able to stay healthy enough to do it again. But the fact that they were only able to get a guy that's essentially a rental for a pitcher that has four more years of control tells me that, A, again, Grayson is done, and maybe the rest of the league doesn't trust Grayson either. I would hope that they shopped around, and maybe this was just the best they could get. That's the head-scratching part for me.
Cordell, what can we hear you the rest of the week, if anywhere?
Yeah, me and Ben will be back Friday night. So excited about that. A lot to talk about. We'll be talking about this trade, among other things. It's been a while since we've been on, so we'll have a lot of catching up to do. But you can hear me on any of the shows throughout the week and follow me at Cordell Woodland on social media.
I have to get
as well.
Jingle for it. Get out and watch Cordell and Ben. Can you play that?
I'll be honest with you. It's my favorite week, late night show on this station since the Playmakers. Those two.
Appreciate it.
Well, I've heard about the legendary Playmakers.
Playmakers was, my God. I would listen to radio in the house.
We had our own whack pack on Playmakers, yeah. Ken and I. And one of my favorite things that we did is we had the kid, Ryan Permison, the Perm as they called him. He would sing songs coming in and out of the commercial breaks. And our producer, Silent Rob, who's now, he's in that movie that just came out. Mm-hmm. It's funny seeing Rob and all this stuff. I'm so happy for him. But Rob would record Perm in the mic without him knowing it, singing a song. So then we would get the instrumentals to the song and put Perm. And then we'd come back from the commercial break and not tell him. And he'd be sitting there and be like, am I singing? Where did you get that? How did you do that? And he would lose his mind. But it was a real fun show.
Check out Cordell and Ben. Thanks a lot, Cordell.
Yeah, appreciate it, guys.
All right, buddy. See you, man. Let's go to Brooklyn Park and get Eric. What's up, Eric?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Nothing much, man.
I appreciate you guys, man. You got a great show. I'm calling in to defend you there, Rob, man. That guy that called in here last, he had a ridiculous point right there, man. He had no idea what he was talking about. To try to compare the baseball team and the football team and to compare and call you biased, I've never heard you use bias for anyone. You always objective. You always you take your job seriously. You do your research. And if you're wrong, you're wrong. And you come back and admit that you're wrong. And that's a man right there. And I appreciate that. And Jeremy, man, you're hilarious. You're great.
Thanks, man.
I know.
We'll find out if I'm ever wrong, if I can do the same thing Rob does. I'm kidding.
Hey, Eric, thanks a lot, man, for the call. Appreciate that. 410-583-1057 is the number. I'm glad my aunt Susan told my cousin Eric to call in to defend me.
That's nice.
Shovels at 845, put on the other side. College football rankings recap up next on The Fan. College football playoffs rankings came out last night. Oh, no, not last night. Two nights ago.
Yeah.
This is Friday Eve, babe.
Yep.
My bad. Not hump day. You got any problem with the rankings? Let's get the top 12. Top 12, Utah number 12, 11 BYU, 10 Alabama, Notre Dame is number 9, number 8 is Oklahoma, number 7 is Oregon, number 6 is Ole Miss, number 5 is Texas Tech, number 4 is Georgia, number 3, Texas A&M, number 2, Indiana, number 1, Ohio State. I find it really, really funny, hilarious even, that out of the top 10 teams, let's see, you have Alabama, Oklahoma, Ole Miss, Georgia, A&M, 5 SEC. Mm-hmm. You have Ohio State, Indiana, Oregon. You have 8 of the top 10 teams are either SEC or Big Ten.
Yeah, the only two that aren't
Notre Dame and
Texas Tech.
Yeah.
So you asked me if I had any problems. I would say, and granted it's easier to have a problem with the back end of it, Utah. I like this Utah team, and I thought they would end up winning their conference at the beginning of the year. But again, like I, I don't know that they're a top 12 team. I've seen the level of competition. I mean, BYU and them came right down to the wire, and those are the two teams that I question a little bit and how good they are comparatively speaking to the other teams you named. I think both of those teams would be huge underdogs, any one of the teams in front of them. And by huge, I mean, like, if they're playing at home, I think they're at least a touchdown favorite. Looking at some of the other teams, I still like Georgia Tech. They're 9-1. The committee doesn't like them. They're in a really tough spot this week with their matchup against Pitt. All these teams fighting for a chance to play in the ACC championship. And, oh, by the way, Georgia Tech's got Georgia next week looking ahead. I thought Michigan has played better as the season went on. It's a damn shame what happened to Missouri's quarterback and Pribula. He got hurt. Tennessee can't stop a nosebleed. Texas, eh. Other than that, like, if I'm looking at it, I think Vanderbilt and Georgia Tech are a little underappreciated for what they've done this year, and I think Utah and BYU are a little overrated.
See, this is my problem.
Don't think I hate Mormons, though. It's just those two teams.
I don't like Notre Dame being ahead of Alabama. I know it's only one spot, but I don't like that. Notre Dame had two opportunities early on to play some real dogs. Miami, who was ranked high, and Texas A&M. A&M ranked high.
A&M was at Notre Dame.
It was at Notre Dame, yeah. So then they did beat USC at home by 10, but I don't like them being ahead of Alabama, because when you look at Alabama, it's all about resumes, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
You can't say it's about resumes when you want to and then when it's not. Alabama, they lost one game early on to Florida State, okay? Then they beat number 5 at the time, Georgia. Where is Georgia right now?
4.
Number 4, okay? They were 4 then, 5 then, now they're 4. They beat at the time number 14, Missouri. They beat at the time number 11, Tennessee. They only lost to, at the time, number 11, Oklahoma by 2 points. I'm sorry. Their resume is more impressive than Notre Dame's to me. They should not be below Notre Dame.
Well, here's the one. Like, Vanderbilt won at Virginia Tech, won at South Carolina, beat Georgia State and Utah State at home. They should. Went to Alabama, lost that game. They beat LSU. They beat Missouri, who was the 22nd ranked team in the country, and they took Texas all the way down to the wire. They fell behind against them. Beat up on Auburn, dropped 45 points on them, won in overtime. Again, I feel like their resume looks a little bit better than a team like Utah.
I agree with you. I do.
But I mean, I'm always going to, like, the SEC and now the Big Ten, I mean, you're going to be battle-tested going through it. Your out-of-conference games aren't going to matter as much because your conference games are so freaking difficult.
But, Jeremy, neither one of us are saying those teams should be bumped up because they're in the SEC.
Yeah.
We're saying they should be bumped up because we're giving you their resume. Their resume, forget about the conference. Now, the conference does control their resume because they're going to face more ranked teams in those conferences. Okay.
Now, let me give you Utah real quick. Utah, they beat up, or they lost to Iowa State. Hold on, am I in the right spot? Here we go. Yes, all right. So they had a couple interesting games this year where they start off beating up on Cal Poly, right, this terrible team, and they beat UCLA at the beginning of the year. Do you guys remember what UCLA was?
Yeah.
At the beginning of the year, they fired their coach 4 games in the season.
Yeah.
They lost to New Mexico. I mean, come on. All right, so then they beat up Wyoming. Then they get a chance to face Texas Tech at home. Texas Tech beat them 34-10. Then they played West Virginia, beat their asses. West Virginia's not good. Utah beats the ass of Arizona State, who's ranked 25th. I'm sorry, they're not the 25th best team. They lost a close game to Utah. They beat Colorado by a ton. They beat up Cincinnati, who's at the top of their division, 45-14. And then they beat up on Baylor. Like, a lot of these teams aren't good. The Cincinnati win is better than some of the other wins that they have. But again, that was at home as well. Cincinnati's playing BYU this week, basically for a chance at the championship there in their conference. But, like, Utah's resume is not great. I'm sorry. The good teams they played, they lost to them.
I don't like them. I'm sorry. I don't. Those are my complaints with the way the rankings fall.
And again, it's minor complaints because we're complaining about, or at least I am, I'm complaining about the last two teams that get into the top 12. But, like, if I've watched Georgia Tech this year, and I mentioned Vanderbilt, hell, USC, but they get Oregon this week, they're double-digit underdogs. Even Virginia up at 9-2. I think, and you know how I feel about Virginia, their track record is, I don't think it's great. They have some more signature wins than Utah and BYU, though.
Let's go to Larry in East Baltimore. What's up, Larry?
Hey, what's up, Rob and Jeremy? I got a real problem with you, Jeremy. How you hating on my Hurricanes, baby?
I don't hate on them.
Yeah, you did. You sitting there talking about Vanderbilt, Utah's resume or whatever, whatever. I get we slipped up on them games, but check this out. We put foot to Notre Dame, and if the refs wouldn't have tried to make it a little closer, it was what it was.
So let me ask you a question, Larry. Is Are you saying that us not mentioning Miami is hating on them?
Yes. That's all.
No, it's not. No, it's not. No. I think it's the opposite. They're 13. We're saying that that's where they belong. Mm-hmm. So that's we're not hating on them. Because if we were hating on them, we would say, well, I have a problem with Miami. No, I don't. Miami 8-2 at third rate. They are where they are. So we're not hating on them.
Let me say this about Miami real quick, because they beat South Florida's ass when everybody was talking about, hey, is this the team after beating Boise and Florida? Where they had their hiccup was against Louisville. And then, of course, the game against SMU that they had no business losing. Now, SMU is playing better down the stretch. I think SMU is a big upset this weekend. I think they went outright.
Yeah, it's weird that you think us not saying something about them is saying, okay, I guess we're hating on Ole Miss and Oregon. We ain't talking about them either. You know why? Because I think they are where they're supposed to be.
Yeah.
We're only talking about the teams that we think are overrated, and their resume suggests that they shouldn't be receiving the love that they're getting. I think Miami at 13 is in a good place. They can still win the ACC and get into the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, you guys can get back to the Pop-Tarts Bowl this year. I'm kidding.
Rockabaco joins us to talk about our new player, Tito Ward. That's at 9 o'clock. We're on the other side. Jeremy Conway giving out shovels.
Yeah, my shovel goes. All right, so this is an interesting story where a couple meets online.
Okay.
And the woman doesn't tell the man something. And I want to see how upset you would be. It's not about her sex. She's a beautiful girl.
You showed me the picture.
Yeah, she's a beautiful girl. I'll tell you the story of this, but I don't know who's getting the shovel, but somebody's getting it.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter, at BBMS1057 The Fan. Shovels.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Next. Time to give out shovels. Jeremy Conn, who gets yours?
Yeah.
I supposed to have been Joe. I'm sorry. Oh, no, Joe, who gets your shovel?
You can go first if you want to. I'm going to do my best Ed Norris impersonation and give it to the city of Baltimore.
Oh.
This was kind of mind-blowing to me. This is from some stats from WBAL. They did an entire five-minute piece on the traffic lights in Baltimore City. So there were 1,380 intersections in Baltimore City. The average age of the lights at the intersections is 34 years old.
Wow.
That's 17 years past what they're supposed to be.
Wow.
And even then, there's a couple dozen that date back to the 50s.
50?
And then 80% of the vehicle detectors at the lights and all those 1,380 intersections, the vehicle detectors don't work.
So determine when the vehicle rolls up.
Exactly. And I have to drive through the city every morning to go. I go down Eastern Avenue and then get on President Street to get on 83. At that early in the morning, it's not that much of an issue. But you can just tell sometimes when they are not. I'll see it and I can see.
How long ago did you leave Prairie Hall?
Like 8 months ago.
I did not know that. I was going to invite you up to DeSantis next week.
Man.
Well, you can't invite him.
The pizza.
You can't invite him because he lives in the city now.
Too far away
it's
now.
Far away.
Not a lot of outside of East Baltimore.
You put that devil on me, Ricky Bobby.
But yeah, that's great. I was mind blown at those numbers. Back to the 50s. That's wild. That's almost 80 years ago for some of those.
Speaking of 50s, let me do this quick shovel. I asked you guys this: the money that Vin Diesel has made being Groot.
How much?
It's in the 50s, like Joe just talked about. $54 million for going, I am Groot.
Well, who's getting the shovel? Him or you for not getting $50 million?
Me for not getting it. All right, let me get to this story, because this is, it's an interesting one. I showed you the picture of the woman, right?
She's a good-looking woman.
So I'm giving a shovel, and you can decide if it goes to the guy or if it goes to her, because I'm torn on this. So I'm giving the shovel to both of them, Joe. This Woman meets a guy online.
Mm-hmm.
They've been talking for a long period of time, and then they finally meet up. He shows up at the airport, sees her there. She's beautiful. She's in a wheelchair. Should she have told him she was in a wheelchair? I 100% say yes.
Yes, she should have.
Because why would you keep something like that? But I also think if that guy is, if you talk to her and you were falling for her, you saw her picture, you thought she looked good, and she's in a wheelchair, and now you don't want to be with her.
Uh-huh.
I think there's something off of that, man. I'm sorry. That's
so
just me.
So she gets the shovel for not telling him.
Oh, absolutely.
And he gets the shovel for not wanting to be with her.
For the reaction. Now,
what if the reaction was you didn't tell me?
Then that's fair.
I don't have a problem with you being in a wheelchair, but don't you think that's something you should tell me?
Because like, if you watch the video of him, you could see his face where he's like, "You ain't telling me in a wheelchair."
Yeah,
he's like he got this sour puss face on. Like, and but from my understanding, he didn't say anything about it. But she's a beautiful woman.
I mean, she is. But you know, hey, some things you got to disclose.
Yeah.
Because the first thing I'm gonna ask is, okay, so if you're in a wheelchair, how does that impact us? Yeah.
We get the best parking in the world.
Yeah.
It all still works. Yeah. FDR, man, he was getting after it too. All that stuff still worked.
It all still works, but what kind of work do I have to... Anyway, my shovel goes to all of you.
You people.
Texting me and calling me about South Carolina's implosion. What do you expect? Jeremy. South Carolina Gamecocks are my number one football team. Period. However, what are my expectations of them?
Not high. You like it when they get if they have an upset, they go to a bowl game. Like if they, there'll be that one year where they make a run and they're kind of in the SEC.
And I'm fine.
Yeah.
I mean, we are that program. If we get 7 wins, it's a good year. If we get 8 wins, it's a really good year. Anything above that is great. So you all call me, Rob, what's up with your team? No, it's Rob. What's up with you? They were up 30-3. I knew the score was, but you know, if you notice, you could ask Fritz. Fritz texted me, "Oh man, calm down over there, big guy." When they were up 30-3, I didn't even respond to it. Like, dude, this what? It's a lot of time left.
You know what he was trying to do? It's the reverse jinx, right?
No, Fritz and I.
Congrats on the win, Rob.
We don't do that with each other's teams. We know that's. And I'm like, you know, I'm telling everybody in the big league, calm down. This thing ain't over with. I know this team. I'm not distraught. I'm like, yeah, okay. Yeah. Dylan in Bel Air, what's your shovel, Dylan?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good morning.
I'm going to give my shovel to Orioles fans. But not the Orioles fans like you guys. I'm giving it to the ones that are just so negative about everything. Do you want Elias to make moves or do you not? And even with that, with the whole Grayson thing, it's like you wanted him gone, but now that he's gone, you didn't want him gone. And the same thing's going to happen with Adley if he gets traded.
Yeah, they're not going to like what they get back for him, no matter what it is.
You want a power-hitting right-handed outfielder, you just don't want to give up anything for him.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Dylan, thanks a lot, my man. Let's go to Riderwood and get Frank. Frank, what's your shovel for?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I thought a football rule change where Cleveland Browns are on the 2-yard line, have to go 98 yards the other way. They jump offside, the penalty, move the ball half the distance. Why don't they just lose the down completely? There's no 10-yard penalty there.
I got what you're saying. Yeah. So you don't like the half the distance to the goal.
Are you fine with the half the distance if it's like you're at the 15-yard and they go, hey, well, here's a 7.5-yard penalty? Or is it just when it's that short? Because like teams do it all the time where they get penalized. Like if you see a team that's going in first and goal from like the 1-inch line, we had it with the Commanders last year. And the guy that kept jumping over, was it the guy kept jumping over the line?
Yeah.
And they finally said,
Lulo?
Yeah. If you do it again, you're gonna get a foul for it, and we're gonna just call the touchdown. You know, if you keep doing it.
Let me ask how you feel about this, Jeremy. Pass interference, spot foul, for it or against it?
I'm for it. I'm for it because, like, again, if you're, it's such an easy thing for a defender to go, yeah, I'm beat. Here's 15 yards. Because but again, like, it has to be the right call, and I don't think the referees get it right. So maybe the 15-yard thing is the best way to do it. I don't know. For me, all I know is if I'm a wide receiver and I work my ass downfield and I'm open and some guy grabs me and keeps me from a 35-yard touchdown.
You would be the LeBron James of wide receivers.
What are you talking about?
No one's around you and you're flopping.
No, I don't flop.
You would be the LeBron James of wide receivers.
No, I'd be the Clifford Franklin of wide receivers because I'm like the common cold. I'm the only one catching it, and I'm the only one coming down with it.
Well, I got you. MLB TV deal, they struck a new one 3 years. We'll talk about that at 9:15, but on the other side. School of Rock from MassinSports.com. Rocka Bocko joins us up next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.